Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hey everyone, it's Faith. I want to take a quick moment to share some thank yous, starting with you. Thank you so much for listening, and hopefully you've been telling all of your friends and family and your enemies, if you roll that way, about the show. It has been a blast to make margaritas and donuts. Even though exploring romantic comedy scared me a little at first, I'm definitely more comfortable writing the heavy dramas. I want to thank my cast, Danielle, Tavius, Laquita, Luke, Beth, and my daughters, Danny and Lily, for being amazing and putting up with my multiple pickups. You all brought these characters to life and made them so much better than they were on the page. And thanks to Matt, Jonathan, Charlene, Scott, Lila, and Anjali for your small but important roles. Thanks to all the supporters on Patreon who helped us keep the lights on. And lastly, Joy Chatman, my best friend and the inspiration for this show. Thank you for being in my life. I love you. This might be the end of Margaritas and Donuts, but there are 3 seasons of Boom out there for you to listen to, with the final season starting in a few months. Plus, Artemis 8 will be coming late next year. All right, here it is. Enjoy the finale of Margaritas and Donuts.
Observer Pictures presents Margaritas and Donuts. Written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 6, All In.
Are you thinking a recent graduate or what?
I'm open right now.
Hey, babe.
Girls are tucked in. Not sure if they're sleeping, but at least they're quiet.
Quiet is good enough. Wine?
No, I'm good. What are we talking about?
I'm thinking about bringing on another doctor.
What? Really?
Yeah, between Donna and I...
The nurse practitioner.
I know who Donna is, thank you.
The two of us are fully loaded and can't accept new patients. I'd also really like to not be on call every other weekend.
Wow, this is like Wonder Woman admitting defeat.
Defeat? Please.
Smart business keeps you sane, Ron.
Hey, maybe that means we could bring Daphne and Lucy back.
No, no, no. I love them, don't get me wrong, but I prefer being cool, Aunt Jo.
Okay, well, there's a book calling my name upstairs, and I know the two of you are going to be up half the night.
Good night.
Night, Ron.
Good night, ladies.
Do you still talk to that staffing agency manager in Brentwood?
Veronica? Yeah. You want to use a staffing agency to find a new doctor.
She helped you get an assistant.
Yeah, but that's a photography assistant. You're looking for someone to care for the well-being of other people's children. Shouldn't that be a decision made by, I don't know, another doctor?
Of course, I'm not going to let her do the hiring. I just need someone to comb through the candidates.
I'll get her number for you.
Thank you.
More wine?
No, I'm good.
Suit yourself. The girls gave me their Christmas list today.
Wow, it's nearly December. They're running a little behind.
Yeah, but it's such a sweet list. They both ask for the usual toys and movies and whatnot. But then they also want Santa to give coats to all the kids who don't have them.
Oh, parenting win, Kat.
I teared up a little. It was the sweetest thing. So we're going to do some angel tree families this year. I'll just let them know that Santa asked me to help them out.
I can't believe they still believe in Santa.
Well, they ask me all the time.
And?
I tell them that as long as they believe in Santa, Santa's real. My mother destroyed the idea of Santa for me way too young. I'm holding on to this for as long as I can.
Oh, you're such a good mom.
Thank you. So, when's the last time you talked to Malik?
This morning on the elevator.
Okay, never mind.
What?
Let me be more clear. When's the last time you sat down and looked him in the eyes and had one of those crazy long talks you two like to have?
Not since I told him about Eddie.
Have you talked at all?
I just told you, on the elevator this morning.
What did you talk about?
The weather.
The weather?
Yes.
That sucks.
I don't know if I can do it anymore.
You still care for him, right?
Yes.
And he loves you.
Yes, we've definitely established that.
You two need to talk.
Already tried that. Poured my heart out, and he just told me that I was afraid to love him.
Because you are.
Go to hell.
I've got the handbasket waiting. Jump in.
Oh, no. I just need to know why he's perfect.
He's not perfect. You're just blinded.
No, he's perfect. The only thing that I've found is that, I don't know, he's too nice. And is that really a bad thing? Oh, that Malik is just too nice. How awful for him. Please, there's nothing wrong with him, and that's just wrong.
Look, I'm trying to be all supportive, but I'm having trouble getting on this train with you. Plus, as your best friend, I can't stand here and watch you throw away a fucking great relationship because the dude is quote unquote perfect.
We haven't broken up.
Yeah, but it feels like you're riding the line right now. Just have lunch with him in his office or something. Nothing fancy.
I should get home.
So you can get to work early and avoid seeing him on the elevator?
No.
Sure.
And don't forget to get me Veronica's number. I really want to hire someone before spring break.
I won't. I'm so proud of you for expanding. This is so exciting.
I hope so. Veronica can look out of town too, right?
Please do not be responsible for more people moving to Nashville.
Come on, the best candidate is the best candidate.
That's unacceptable. Get out of my house. Love you, hon.
Love you more.
Hi.
You park on level 2.
You're an hour early.
I had work to do.
You work too much.
You barely stopped to eat lunch.
We both work too much. Do you really have to work?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you just been riding up and down in the elevator?
No.
That's definitely a little stalkerish.
I didn't mean... Sorry.
We should have lunch today.
Yes. Yes, we should.
12:15, your office?
Yeah. I'll order from Max's.
Good. I'll see you then.
All right.
I've decided to start looking for another doctor.
Really? That's wonderful. Should help give you and Donna a little relief.
Yeah.
Do you want a resident?
Still trying to figure that out.
What about a second receptionist?
What? Ellen would kill me.
I did my residency in private practice.
I didn't know that.
I have a lot of things I could tell you. Maybe it would help you find my flaws.
I need to get back to work.
I'm just joking around.
I know. And that's the problem.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you. Please, we have another 20 minutes.
I thought this would help me get past the awkwardness, but it's still there. And I don't know what to do about my feelings. I care about you, I really do, but right now, it's just weird.
Are we done then?
No, I didn't say that.
Then what are you saying?
You said I could have space. You said you'd be here when I'm ready. I'm not ready yet, and I thought I was, but I'm not.
You're right. I did. I'm sorry.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Actually, no. I'll be out of town the rest of the week. I have a conference in Dayton.
Oh. Well, I'll see you when you get back.
On the elevator, right?
Bye, Malik.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
I feel like a movie. You want to go to the movies?
Right now?
Around 9?
I can't. I'm tired.
Fine. I'll just go alone. What's up? Why are you so tired?
I worked all day.
You work every day. Did you have an emergency? Do you need me to come over?
No, and no. I'm just tired. I've been tired for like 2 weeks.
Oh, I see.
What?
You still haven't talked to Malik, have you?
Actually, yes. I took your stupid advice even.
Well, shit.
We had lunch in his office. It was not awkward.
Until it was.
Until it was.
Did you break up?
No, but... Maybe we should. Say something.
No.
Stop being the good friend and be the hard-ass friend I know you are.
First of all, being the hard-ass friend makes me the good friend. Second of all, I've already given you the speech. I don't need to do it again.
Fine,
Okay, here's the deal. I've never seen you happier than you've been with Malik. Well, up until these last couple of weeks. But you know what I mean. You're perfect together. Fucking perfect. I haven't seen a more perfect couple since I looked at a picture of me and Ron. Why do you think you should break up?
Because I can't give him what he wants.
What do you think he wants?
For me to love him.
And you can't do that?
Not yet.
Okay, why not?
I already told you.
Refresh my memory.
I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Because he's too perfect.
He really is.
This is getting old real quick.
I can't have my heart torn out again, Kat. I just can't.
I'm sorry, hon. I know.
I need to know if he's worth it.
Worth you?
Worth everything.
Well, tell me this. How can you figure any of that out? The imperfections, the worthiness, if you're avoiding him?
You've reached Malik Miller. I can't answer the phone right now. Just leave a message after the beep and I'll call you soon. Texting is also a great option.
Hi, Malik. It's Josephine, which you know.
I hope the conference is going well. I know it's close to Thanksgiving, but I was thinking we could meet for drinks or ice cream. Someplace with raspberry. Sometime after the holidays would be great. Talk soon. Bye.
All right. The ham has another hour. Mom and Dad will be here just as I'm taking it out, probably. It's your turn to do stuff.
The girls can set the table in a few minutes. Joe, they'll probably listen to you. Would you mind convincing them to do it? Joe?
Hmm? What?
You keep checking your phone. Stop it. It's driving me nuts.
Sorry.
Daddy! Someone pulled into the driveway.
Oh, he's here.
Who's here?
No one.
What did you do?
I didn't do a thing. I swear. He called me.
Us.
He called us.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hello.
I brought you donuts. They're sour cream.
The perfect balance of tangy and sweet.
Yeah.
Don't you have family?
Don't you?
My parents are on a cruise.
I'm driving up to Clarksville later.
Invite the man in already.
Sorry. Come in.
Thanks. I apologize for barging in.
It's not my house. And supposedly people knew you were coming.
He asked.
Thanks, Ron. You can close the door now. How was your conference?
It was good.
Did you get my message?
Yes. Sorry, I didn't call back. I didn't get in till late, and then I'd already talked to Ron and Kat, actually. I'm not going to stay long. I got to get to Clarksville and all, but I really didn't want to wait.
Okay.
So you said I was perfect, that I had no flaws?
One flaw. You're too nice.
Yeah, that one. That's actually what I wanted to talk about.
Great. You're actually an asshole, aren't you?
Well...
Malik, I was kidding.
I don't like conflict.
I know.
I want everyone to be happy. I really need people around me to be happy.
Which is wonderful, but not always what someone wants.
I know. I lied to you.
What?
My nephew, Chris. He'll be in Clarksville when I get there. He comes home at Thanksgiving and in the summer. I see him twice a year, like I said, but not my brother. I haven't seen my brother in 2 years. I only talk to him via email when it's necessary, so I didn't completely lie to you, but I did withhold some information.
Why?
I got angry about him moving to Tokyo. It was stupid. My nephew was very upset about the move, and I told my brother that he shouldn't be so selfish. I said some other things I wish I hadn't, and now we don't talk.
Malik, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it took me too long to realize that he was doing the best thing for his family. But I don't know how to tell him because I really, really hate conflict. And he is one of those people that I need to be happy. He's happier without me.
That can't be true.
Well, I overcompensate for that extremely shitty thing I did by being...
overly nice to everyone else.
Yeah. I guess I look at it as my penance or something. I shouldn't have lied to you. Especially after you told me about Eddie. I don't know why I didn't tell you right then. I don't know why I didn't tell you when you asked about the picture. Okay, well, I promised to give you space, which is not what I'm doing right now. I should get going.
You really can only cook pancakes?
Sorry?
Pancakes. You can only cook pancakes. I mean, you can't even make decent scrambled eggs. It's impressive. You try to make conversation with everyone on the elevator. Most people don't want to talk to anyone else on the elevator. You also cut all your meat up before you eat it, like you're a 5-year-old or something. You always make the bed right before you get in it. Why don't you just make it up in the morning when you get up?
What's happening?
You're not perfect.
Okay.
And I'm all in.
Does that mean what I think it means?
If you think it means I love you, then yeah, you'd be right.
So we're clear. Could you...
I love you.
Oh, yes!
Cat!
Sorry. I was just getting something from the kitchen. I'm gone.
Well, I just made your Thanksgiving dinner more interesting.
Come here.
I love you.
I love you too.
This was the finale of Margaritas and Donuts. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts, and absolutely tell your friends. This episode featured the voices of Danielle Ellett as Josephine, Tavius Marshall as Malik, Laquita James as Katrina, Luke Eisen as Ron, Danny McQuinn as Daphne, and Lily McQuinn as Lucy. Producer, Amanda Lorraine. Sound design and mixing, Joshua Sui. Dialogue edit, Faith McQuinn. Story consultant, Joy Chapman. Theme music by BD Productions. Additional music by The Story Shop, Alan Gray, and Alex Shulgin. For more information on the show, how to support us, and where to find us on social media, please visit md.observerpictures.com. Thank you so much for listening. Now, grab a drink, have a treat, and tell your friends about Margaritas and Donuts.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.